Monday, August 27, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3 o'clock, and Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:02.
Sorry. Ready, John?
Yeah.
Oh, you're waiting on me. Okay. I'll call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization for August 27th. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joan, can you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott is absent. Tony?
Here.
I would move to excuse Commissioner Love from the meeting today.
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda items and the approval of the previous minutes for August 13th of 2018. Need a motion?
I'd make a motion to accept those as printed.
Second.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. And new business A is William Engel requesting a hearing regarding the homestead exemption rejection, 773519. And is anyone here for
I thought Bill William might Engel. Be here today.
I don't see him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want?
Yep, young Bill.
Oh. Chrissy, can you fill us in here? What?
He wrote
happened?
A letter.
Yeah, we got a letter here.
Yeah, he applied. He sent it in. He did it himself on the computer. He only did the first page. He didn't do the income form. We got it, the one page. The next day, sent it back to him on February 15th, mailed back the income form, said you needed to complete it, never got it. Mm-hmm. He came in after he got the rejection and said, well, my mail gets stole. It probably got taken out of the mail. Whatever.
Okay. So what do you recommend?
Usually, if they grant him extension, it's for dire circumstances, like in the hospital.
Okay.
You know, broke a leg, couldn't get in. It's sure. Not for just, I forgot to file.
Yeah.
And does he have a recourse for us not granting this exemption?
If you guys say no, he can always go to the Turk. He can appeal.
Yeah. Okay.
I wish you'd be here, so
right.
We can at least see if he's been reporting his mail missing. Yes, if he's not here to request it, since it's on the agenda, do we still need to vote on it since he's not here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will, since he's not here to at least discuss it, and he does have a recourse that he can go to, I guess I'll make a motion to deny his hearing. I'll make a motion to deny his hearing.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then we'll move on to I
Does that take care of B also?
Yeah, I was going to say, does that take care of our B?
Yeah, it does. Okay.
Okay. B was board to approve or deny, which we just voted on to deny, so we're covered there. And then C will be Christy will be here for Jeff Curry to present a report of clerical errors for the board to review and correct the assessment of undervalued or overvalued property.
Jeff is that clerk.
So, take it away.
So the first set is light form, and the board said they could go ahead and combine it from the DOE hearings. So Jeff said that's just a combination, so it did save him some money to combine it. So that's the first light part is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they had it all.
Yeah. I mean, she came in, signed the paper, no big deal. Mark Dorsey. This was at the store, the old store across the street. They had it built in the 40s, and they said there's no way. They said it's way older than that. So we had to change the actual age on that one to year built.
Okay.
The next one. I think it's the ground that's out on the edge of town on the old back road there between Dakota City. He said it is zoned residential, and we had it as commercial, but he said it's like an R2, which is still residential. Okay. So Jeff changed that to commercial to residential. And he did have that. I think he had something from the city of Dakota City about it could be, it is residential on both of those pieces.
All right.
Hobie Brunken. This one, he was in the wrong neighborhood, so that was changed. He is getting extra money, $20-some thousand a year, for power line easements on that piece that sits right by the road.
A year.
Like 21-3.
Wow.
He still puts cows on it, gets paid, still can use it. And he even turned the paper in at the protest, and I don't know why Jeff said it, why it never came out, but they reduced it, and he says there's no way.
Okay.
And the paper's even in there in his protest stuff.
All right.
So it looks like it went from 231 to 221. Should it be an increase?
I'm not sure what. Yeah, I noticed that too when I was in the office. I'm not sure. I know Jeff's upset about that one.
So maybe it's not.
I'll have to look in the office.
As much as a.
Well, the neighborhood code's going to change the land value because that one was riverfront, and it's not riverfront. But, yeah, that one he was upset about. Fred Danker, it's his mom's house. I guess nobody's living in it. It's abandoned. So, and the ag outbuildings, none of the ag outbuildings should have been rolled on the farms, and it did. So he's just putting it back to next year until they can go in and do ag buildings for everybody in 19. And the house, they said, is unlivable, so he changed the quality and condition on that one. That was Tom's place. He does own the farm ground around it. So Jeff changed that from an acreage to a farm, which is saving him a little bit of money.
Yep.
Because he does own the farm ground around it. So he could make that one a $4,000 instead of a $4,500. Vidito. This is Vidito, I do believe. He has the berm house right off of 35.
Yep. Out where the batch plant is.
Going down Oakdale.
Okay.
So it got kind of screwed up. He was thinking, Doug was thinking when it went to Turk in 16 that his 16 value would carry over to 17. Well, it didn't. That's not what the Turk decided. So Jeff went ahead and did some figures and increased it by 3.5% because it's such a unique house. We don't have any other berm houses like his in the county. So he had Sam go in and kind of compare it to some that he found in Woodbury County. And if he increases it 3.5%, because it's hard to value because we don't have any.
Right.
And in 18, he'll increase it by 6.5%. We should be okay to do it that way.
So he used his Turk value plus 3.5%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Gordy Crow is the last two. He's got that Morton building down here by the truck stop. It was an improvement on leased land. He got double charged for it. He was being charged as an IOLL and on the ground. So the one is just taking the building off of the ground. And the other one is they had the Morton building. Oh, they fixed it from making it not commercial use to just private use, to personal use. Because
right.
I think they had it as commercial use. So they changed the occupation of occupancy codes on that one. That is it on that one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
Does this
you.
Change your certified value?
No.
No. Okay.
Yep.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the credit card errors from the county assessor's office. This has been an undervalue of the other value property.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay. Now we will go into closed session to discuss negotiations on the Turk. Cases 17C0089, 17C0090, 17C0056. So I need a motion for us to go into closed session.
I would move to go into closed session to discuss negotiations on 17C-0089, 17C-0090, and 17C-0056.
I'll second that.
Okay.
And say again what it's
for. Oh, okay. And at what time do you?
3:16.
3:16.
Yeah, 3:16.
We'll go into a closed session at 3:16 to discuss the Turk negotiations on the previous cases. Thank you.
I would move to come out of closed session.
Second.
3:20.
Okay. We are coming out of closed session at 3:20 p.m.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. And new business E. Need a motion to approve or deny the settlement negotiation in the Turk cases. 17C0089, 17C0090, and 17C0056.
I'm going to make that motion.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to mail and or emergency business. We have none of that. We'll move on to public comment for the Board of Equalization. No public comment, so we will adjourn at 3:21.
All right, with that, I'll call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order at 3:21. Roll call, please.
Is absent. Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to excuse Commissioner Love for today's meeting.
Second.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Item number one is public comment. Anybody from the public wish to speak now? Welcome you both here. Good luck this fall. If not, we'll move on to the consent agenda items. That includes the approval of the previous minutes, and they had two meetings there, August 13th and August 20th, our special meeting. Approval of payroll claims, approval of accounts payable, and approval of officials' reports, the clerk, register of deeds, and the clerk of district court. I went through the accounts payable and payroll claims. Everything's in order. Some of the raises through the union contracts are starting to show up this month, so stamp those. I hope you approve them. But everything's in order. Good to go.
Move to approve the consent agenda items from A to D.
I second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, the new business, the probation office. Bart Gotch wasn't able to be here today, so they'll move that to either the next meeting or the meeting following that. It'll be sometime in September, which is good. I wanted, everybody should be here for that, hopefully.
Yeah,
I agree with
that. Miscellaneous, Fred Kellogg Road Report.
August 12th through the 25th, 245 hours of road maintenance, 11 and a half hours of overtime, debris removal, 30 hours, Culver Project, Flyberg, 115 hours, garbage pickup, 4.5, gravel hauling, 1,057 ton, weed spraying, 13 hours, signs, 11 hours, road concerns, grading, 230th, gravel, East Sarpy, 240th, Park Avenue, and Gulf Road.
How was the Flyberg looking?
After the couple rains there, it kind of soaked up what we put on there. You see it was on there. We had a couple trucks out there for a couple days redoing it again. We did get a disaster by FEMA again, so maybe we'll get reimbursed for it, hopefully. So.
This last rain yesterday, did Dale try getting a hold of you? I know the previous rain he'd gotten a hold of me because of the road.
Yeah, me too.
And then this was probably another 2 inches of rain.
Did you get a call?
I didn't. I didn't know if he just wasn't calling you.
Arnie's been usually my one that lets me know if something needs to be done out there. As far as hearing from anybody else, Wilms, I think, sent us an email or sent me a text message of why. I don't know what his connection is even.
Out on Blyberg or on the bridge project?
The bridge project.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was talking.
He was talking to Blyberg.
Oh. I've discussed it with Marty, and
he's got some. Wilma's has some family farm ground out there by the bridge, so that's probably his connection there.
But anyway, he texted me to let me know it was a little short too.
Oh,
the Blyberg thing. We're just trying to protect our road. We have a highway patrolman, bus route, of course, mailman. I don't know what the answer is, to be honest with you. We have a lot of water coming down off there, like I've talked to Marty about, a lot of debris with the water. Fills our ditches, our culverts up.
I think over time when that water came down that valley and then it would disperse over there where Dude had everything, some of that water had the opportunity to run towards the river there.
Yes.
Now it's channelized and everything's coming down between those two roadways, you know, so I don't think it has an opportunity. Would it help anything to put a culvert under the driveway? So, or would any of that water run to the east?
We try to just get it lined up so it just goes straight through. Yeah. Our biggest problem that we have with it is the debris, the shale that's coming with it.
And there is a lot of.
And it fills our ditches and our culverts up, and there goes the problem. Because
would bigger culverts help?
I don't. You know, from the counties right away, I don't know how we would stop it.
Okay.
Is there a chance that he could do anything to help us there or not?
They might be able to help him. What I suggest, usually what happens is we've documented that we've fixed this. We had problems. We fixed it. If it continues, then he is liable for the ditch cleaning.
Okay.
And any repairs at the roads. I mean, it's no different than anything else. You can't. And then if he wants to look to the NRD to solve his problem, because he's got the problem,
yeah,
it's not really the county's. but that's usually the process is taken, unless I'm directed in another way.
Well, you know, maybe pass that on to him, see if he'd try that. You know, okay. Maybe they'd help. I don't know what he owns back up in there, if he's got 40 acres or 20 or 10 or 80, whether he'd be willing to do anything back there for him. Maybe let him know that's available. He probably doesn't know.
Okay. I have told him that he will be liable for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Who is it that helps you put in a holding dam?
Well.
Is it
Papio?
Papio or Conservation, the F's?
Yeah, it could be Soil Conservation also.
Soil Conservation,
yeah.
I think, you know.
They used to do a lot of that. One
let,
or the other.
Let it out a little slower than just...
Mm-hmm. I would have him go right over here to the NRCS and have him talk to them. They'd send somebody out there and look at it, I know.
They might put a little soap
yeah.
dam up there.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it's really gutting... I walked it all the way back up to where the valley starts, and it's cut his canal, you know, that it runs through, is cut probably 5-6 feet deep in areas.
It
it's
is.
Only a little bit wider than a bobcat bucket. So, I mean, it's going to start caving in every time it rains, too. And just more debris is going to come down with it then. So.
Well, you think he'd want to stop it up above you?
Yeah, yeah. He's got a real issue for sure.
Okay.
Right there.
Maybe send him a note or have somebody stop and talk to him about that.
Okay.
See if he could get started over here with these guys. That might help eliminate everybody's problem.
So
hey, how about N Avenue? You going to have that done by harvest? The one going to doors?
N Avenue is done.
Oh, it's done?
Yes.
Wow, good deal.
Mark Albanicious, I got three bids. Mark Albanicious was low bid. And it's done already.
Good.
Looks good.
I wonder why there are so many yep. drops from Mark going up and down.
Oh, so we got it done, huh?
That's great. It. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Freddie.
Okay, we'll go on to miscellaneous B, approved resolution 18C-016 to approve the final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County Ag Society. And you've got those amounts in your packet there. The Ag Society is $135,000.
Tax request.
Levy. Tax allocated $135,000.
So the levy authority is
0.007485. We'll need to act on these all separately. So.
That's that heavy one.
Yeah.
Right. Make motion to approve the resolution.
18C-017
for the final allocation of authority for the county historical society.
16.
We're on B. Oh, I'm sorry. I went too far, didn't I? Resolution 18C-016 approved the final allocation of levy authority for the Dakota County Ag Society. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I'll second that.
Tony, wake up.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, miscellaneous C, approved resolution 18C-017 to approve the final allocation of levy authority for Dakota County Historical Society. That levy amount is
.001855. Make a motion that we do that.
Second.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. D, approve resolution 18C-018 to approve final allocation of levy authority for Dakota Covington Rural Fire Protection District. That amount is $118,355.15. The levy is .027193.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Miscellaneous E, approve resolution 18C-019 to approve the final allocation of levy authority for Emerson Rural Fire Protection District. That amount is $86,614, and the levy would be .023258.
Move to approve resolution 19C-019.
I'll second it.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
I don't know why Homer's last here, but go on to approve resolution 18C-020 to approve final allocation of levy authority for fire protection district number one. Homer, $46,018.98, and the levy would be .018703.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Okay, we're going to go on to miscellaneous G, discussion regarding a designated smoking area. Apparently, the state health department has monitored or been, somebody contacted them and complained about smoking on the premises here at the courthouse.
Not in the courthouse, though.
I don't think it's been in.
Well, all right, there's one small.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So, with your help, thank you. We're on G.
Yes.
The designated smoking area.
Yeah. So, Joan wanted me to come a little bit and talk that we got two complaints. I sent them to Scott and to Joan. One came in on 7/19, and the other one was just 7/20, shortly thereafter. Both of them came from the state, which people can report to them anonymously through the Clean Indoor Air Act and stuff, and so they have like a helpline. Anyways, Gary sent me the two complaints, and both of them were just complaining about the side door entrance by the DMV and the courts, that there were smoke plumes and they had to walk through the smoke and they thought it was really inappropriate and things to that nature, which I can send you guys a copy of it too. And so Joan decided we should post a sign, which I thought was a great idea. Gary thought that was a great idea. Also thought if we wanted to bring it to the safety committee or to you guys for either more action or a designated smoking area or kind of some guidance on where to go moving forward. So obviously we have people in the building that smoke. Where's a good place for them to go that they can do that? Kind of what our policy is, what that's going to look like.
It's on the safety agenda, too, if you want them to come back to the board with something.
I think that would probably be a good idea.
I wonder.
Let them discuss that and then come back to us with a recommendation.
Second meeting in September.
So we'll be meeting in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay, put it on the safety, which is already on the agenda, right?
It is.
Okay. And I'll let Gary know. I think he was pretty, he's pretty mellow for the most part. He's who kind of manages it for us at the state, and he thought the sign was a good idea. He's kind of just monitoring for more complaints, really. So I think as long as we don't get anything between now and then, he's not going to really press issues.
All right. Well, we'll remember to get on the safety committee meeting, and then we'll
what
put it on the regular
is,
agenda.
I mean,
and then he'll send me another notification that he might come and want to do. Sometimes he wants to do, like, where he comes and does teaching, you know, like, so then he would come and teach about clean air and indoor air quality and the importance of that. And so, not that that isn't important, but if we can remedy it here on our own without Gary coming, it would be helpful.
So, okay.
Okay. Any questions for me?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Item number five, Commissioner Committee Reports. Are there any?
Yeah. Go ahead and pass that around. We can take one and pass it around. I highlighted Dakota County in that. A week or so ago, I had my meeting over the Board of Commissioners over the Region 4. Mental health and substance abuse group over there in Norfolk, and we pay quarterly, and a lot of times, you know, we spend money, we don't always see our results or what we're paying for, so I thought it was pretty interesting. First of all, the people from the state level were there, and they ran the meeting, and they're impressed with the work that Region 4 does. Our numbers, as it stacks up against the other regions, are pretty good, and I think, you know, the fact that we're rural might have a little bit to do with that. But they couldn't speak highly enough about Heartland Counseling up here in Dakota County. They're not the only people that serve up here, but they do. And as you can see, in 2018 alone, Region 4 Services has served over 600 people in our community. 454 of them in the mental health side and 166 in the substance abuse. So for the, I think it's about close to $40,000, a little over $9,000 a quarter we pay. The state picks up the majority of everything, but it seems like it's money pretty well spent. We're actually touching a lot of people with that money that we do spend. So.
Interesting. Good report.
You look at some of the other counties that there's a lot of pretty small numbers there.
Yeah, there is.
The only two that are, we're about on line with Columbus, Platte County, and then Madison County has more than us, but of the 22 counties represented, we're getting a lot of service. Also, they did get a big grant for the Narcan, the opiate overdose medication. So if you come across somebody in that situation, they got 200 prescriptions for Region 4, and they're going to be contacting the law enforcement community and the fire departments within Region 4. So be looking for that, Kevin. And they're going to, and they have a prescription for 1,000 of them. So as they get used, they'll be able to dole them back out. So I thought that was a pretty neat resource that law enforcement will be able to use, because it's unbelievable. There's all kinds of different overdoses, but on the opioids, if you find somebody in that situation, that Narcan, it turns it around in like a matter of minute.
Really?
In a minute, they will just be completely lucid.
Really?
Is it going to be the injectable?
It's going to be the nasal.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it'll be the nasal, not the injectable. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
the nasal's a lot faster and easier to use.
Good.
So. Awesome. Inexpensive.
Yeah.
Is Holt County, is that Grand Island?
No, that Holt
O'Neill.
Is
yeah.
O'Neill. O'Neill, okay. We met today, the budget committee, with all department heads, Tony and I and Joan, and passed out the final figures for everyone's budget for the upcoming year. We'll be taking action on that new budget at our next meeting, right? We're looking at about a 2 cent increase. We'll be at 0.03838. Last year we were 0.3491.
No, 3 cents.
Or, I'm sorry, 0.3614. So about a 2 cent hike. Some of these things Mother Nature throws at us, we can't foresee. And we had it happen again this year. But one thing, looking down the road a year from now with the federal prisoners, I think hopefully we'll be in a different position for Janet and Troy. At one time, we were bringing in almost $1 million a year with our federal prisoners, and then those numbers went way down to almost nothing.
Yeah.
And they've, through Kevin or Chris or their department, they've got the numbers back. Hopefully, I think it'll be to $600,000 to $700,000 this coming fiscal year. So that's going to help our budget immensely. We did receive some FEMA money here recently from the 14 flood event, and with that, we'll automatically get the NEMA money. And we've been approved already for FEMA monies for this year's event. But in the meantime, we put those monies out. Might take 2 or 3 or 4 years to get it, like it did this last time. So whether like this new bridge we're putting in out at west of Willis, that money, we'll have to decide whether we want to bond that or use it out of our cash. We don't have a lot of cash sitting around here. So one good bit of news we got today, our inheritance fund, which is as one time was like $1.5 million, we borrowed out of that to make payroll over the last 2 or 3 years. Just to survive, and that fund is now up to $300,000 again. And we're going to try to leave that alone, and that's for an emergency situation. But all departments have been good about working with us. We've been through this crisis before. There had no raises last year at all. We had a wage freeze. This year it amounted to around
2%. 2%, and for the next 2 years, about 2%.
Marty Kim and Joan and Tony negotiated with the three unions and had a 2% raise for the next 3 years, so that's something we can live with. But I think, with the federal prisoners and some, cost cutting we've done, I think we're going to be in a better, you guys, I won't be here, obviously, be in a better position next year.
Can you
I
come
hope.
And see us on Sunday?
I will, oh yeah.
That's your report.
That's it, Tony, unless you have anything to add.
No. I wanted your report on planning and zoning. They met on September 21st. They were 10 board members present at that meeting, and they discussed that reduce from 5 acres to 2.5 acres to build a house on a rural area. So they put that in consideration. They have an open hearing. Nobody showed any opposition present there. So that board decided to go for, and they want to reduce the building a house in the rural area from, instead of 5 acres, going to be 2.5. And they can put a driveway between 200 foot apart, which is, if it's going to be close to the highway, you know what's going to happen. I mean, the state really mandate, new access and stuff like that. They had one letter, from one person to really oppose it, but reduce that. There was Chuck Thurman on 164 Street.
Okay, yeah.
The letter stay in, and I didn't have a copy of that. I didn't keep a copy of that, but I read it and I make some notes. Cost on taxes on district will go up, increase the school bus routes, increase road maintenance, increase the roads, law enforcement, and other related costs because of the increased population. And other related issues, he mentioned it about people that are never farmed moving to the farm area, sometimes they're not really good ideas. So he was really specified all the problems that he thinks that was not a good idea for the board to take into consideration, go from 5 to 2.5. But they did that, 9 board in favor and 1 opposed. So that's it. So it's going to be in front of us probably, next meeting, June?
The 10th.
On the 10th. So personally, I expressed, because I talked to the commissioners, and I think all of us, at least all of us agree that we can go for 2.5, because that will give it more opportunity for people to build houses, if they go with the rules and regulations, planning and zoning. So that's what happened that day. Somebody can make a point about F Avenue and 190th, about somebody got a junk yard in there that really got a lot of stuff in it that really looks awful. Do you know what I'm talking about?
F and 190th. That'd be east of Salem Church Road.
Yeah. Mile.
Washers and dryers, cars, and
they used to have the Kieran McGee years ago, but
that's on G.
That's okay, yeah.
200th and G.
Okay, yeah.
Then 190th and
F. There's an A-frame out there. It's got a lot of junk around
it.
Yep.
Yeah. Used to be Rob Lane's house, Marty.
Yep.
His old house. There's a lot of junk around there.
Yeah, it's overgrown. It's not an attractive acreage right now. I guess is how I'd put it.
So they're going to take a look at it and see what happened. Probably contact the county attorney.
Good.
And see what.
Yeah, it's nice to clean those up.
Yeah, and that's the report from planning and zoning.
I'm sure there's arguments both ways in the 2.5 acres. I like it. I think it's going to encourage some growth. And anybody that wants to build a house in the country, you don't want to mow 5 acres.
No.
I mean, that's...
No, you don't.
I think you'll create some growth.
Yeah, but you haven't said it yet.
Well, the way that I look myself, it's going to be revenue for the county.
Absolutely.
More housing. They can use exactly right. Lots of people can afford 5 acres, and they don't want more 5 acres.
Yeah. On the other hand, the majority of the calls that I get on road complaints are people my age that grew up in town then moved to the country.
They
didn't
Same
think,
here.
They didn't think there was going to be dust or mud.
Or flies.
So,
yeah, which that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get calls on flies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any other committee reports?
No.
If not, mail and emergency business. I know there was an invitation sent out for Vinnie Crampers, Papua, Missouri, NRD. Dinner September 13th, right?
And the RSVP is by September 6th. So let me know if we're going to have a quorum.
What time?
What do you guys think?
What time?
Scott thought he might go. He went last year, but
I'm kind of the same boat. I'm right on the might side, right?
Okay.
So if we think we might have a quorum, should we recess today, or do you want to call a?
Well, if you three know you're not going to go, then
I'm not going.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know, we'll meet before then. We meet the 10th.
Yeah.
You said RSVP by the 6th.
Yeah, but at our meeting on the 10th, we can recess if we have a quorum.
Put it on the agenda of the 10th to recess
okay.
if we have a quorum.
But
okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So let me know if you're going, I guess.
All right.
And then County Government Day, did you guys all get a letter on County
Government
Day? I don't
remember getting one.
No.
Okay, Jim Horick sent a letter out, and they are changing it up a little bit this year. Instead of having the students come to the courthouse and go to each office and have students assigned to each office, they're going to have the officials come over there to them, and each office has to give a 15-minute speech on what their office does. So,
to where?
So I don't know if you're going to let Scott do that or if you want somebody else. They're at the City Hall, Dakota City Chambers areas where there's...
Scott's been doing that, right?
He has.
Yeah.
Meeting with the kids, but now it's a 15-minute... talk to the entire group is what they're doing instead of having them come and go around.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, every student hears what every office does. That's not till October 10th. So.
Okay. All right. There's nothing else. Thanks for coming. We're adjourned. I'm kind of boring compared to Scott Love.
You're right, though. You're doing right.
Well, I think there'll be less complaints.